House today touting Republican victories, including deep spending cuts passed in the GOP mega bill. Democrats are calling for Republicans to restore cuts and extend health care premiums. Funding for key programs also in jeopardy with each day of the shutdown.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The White House in a statement today says there are no plans for President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Hungary or in the immediate future. The White House says Secretary Rubio talked with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, by phone. ABC News has learned Lavrov made it clear that Russia rejected President Trump's call to freeze the fighting in Ukraine on the front line. Tropical storm Melissa has formed. It's the 13th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. This is ABC News. A man who was charged in the January 6th attack on the Capitol and pardoned by President Trump has been arrested again, this time for threatening to kill House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. Police in New York say Christopher Moynihan was sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for his participation in the January 6th attack. Here's ABC's Alex Mallon.
This reflects a lot of concerns that we heard from law enforcement after President Trump issued those vast pardons of nearly all the 1,590 people who were charged in connection with the Capitol attack, that they might be a risk of recidivism and they might level threats such as these. We've actually seen several January 6 rioters commit crimes in the wake of these pardons, but this is the first known instance we've seen of a January 6 rioter committing something in the way of political violence.
In Nevada, a single-engine Cessna made an emergency landing on Interstate 15 this morning. The pilot reported engine issues. That, according to the Nevada Highway Patrol, no injuries. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Gas prices continue to drop. The average across the state now is $2.61 a gallon. That's down about 7 cents since last week. We're more than 30 cents below what prices were at this time last year. The national average has fallen below $3 a gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at Gas Buddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for the next few months. A Freedom woman convicted in her 2-year-old daughter's fatal overdose will serve her full prison term of 9 years. A judge rejected Brooke Seal's request to reduce her 9-year prison term in a ruling yesterday. Rosalie Garcia died in a Freedom apartment in January of 2024 after being exposed to fentanyl. Seal was convicted of child neglect resulting in death for allowing a drug dealer to stay in her apartment. That drug dealer, Fahim Jones, is scheduled to stand trial on unrelated drug charges. He doesn't face charges in connection with Garcia's death. Seal asked the judge to reconsider the ruling and reduce her sentence to 5 years. Prosecutors opposed the request and the judge agreed. In addition to the 9-year prison term, Seal was placed on extended supervision for 8 years. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems is moving ahead. The measure is passed with bipartisan support in the state legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both, for people who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it difficult for law enforcement to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to the governor for consideration. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds and some showers for your Tuesday afternoon. West winds to 25, highs in the lower 50s. In the overnight, showers still likely, cloudy and breezy with lows in the lower 40s. A few showers Wednesday near 50, currently 46 degrees.
So many great hits from The Temptations. Local news and timeless hits. It's what we play. 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. The same cannot be said for Shocking Blue, who only had one hit in the top 40. This one right here, but it went to number one. Venus 97.9.
97.9 WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9
Oh,
The Spinners, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. This Saturday is National Drug Take Back Day. So if you have any old prescription drugs, you know, that are past their dates and that, because you don't want to throw that stuff out, this would be the time to take them back. They actually had a thing earlier today at ADRC of Brown County on Adams Street. But if you missed that, like I did, there are a number of places you can go on Saturday. Now, I don't have the time that they're available, but I can tell you locations. All of the hospitals in the area. ADRC, again, the Aging and Disability Resource Center down on Adams Street, the Alloway Village Hall, Bellevue Village Hall, Denmark Village Hall, and Wrightstown Police Department. And also Hobart and Lawrence Police Department. So those are all of the spots that you can take those back. Again, I don't have the times, but I did get this information off of WBAY.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
It may be getting a little cold, but guess what? There's still fish to catch. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th, at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it is Kids Fishing Day, a free event from 10 until 3 p.m. for kids ages 5 through 17 to have hands-on instruction and learn new skills about fishing. They'll provide the gear, the guidance, and the good times. So check it out. Head to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a run around sewer. Whoa, whoa. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. A Sue goes out with other guys. Here's the moral and the story from the guy who knows. Keep away from a runner out to a pit at all. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what she'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around.
sides to rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spires to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
The Small Faces, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW and streaming online at WGBW.FM. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, like Sheboygan, where Mark's listening, 97.9.
Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living crown. A chimney sweet spiral with God, Judy in the sky with glasses.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight.
Judy in the sky. I'll just take your glasses.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Green Bay drivers may want to add some travel time this week due to highway projects closing lanes. The Department of Transportation says to expect lanes to be closed on the Tower Drive Bridge through Wednesday. Both north and southbound lanes will be closed on 41 in De Pere between 7 at night until 5 the next morning through Thursday. You can see more about the closures on the DOT's website. An 18-year-old Searing man was killed after hitting a deer in Oconto County over the weekend. Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened at just after 10 Friday night on County Highway B in Oconto Falls. Authorities say the man lost control after hitting the deer, rolled several times into the ditch, and was ejected from the car. Deputies say he was taken to a Green Bay hospital where he later died. Port Washington city leaders are moving tonight's Common Council meeting to a bigger space as debate grows over a massive data center project near 43. The meeting starts at 6:30 at the Lepanto Banquet Center on East Seven Hills Road. Crowds have packed meetings for months with people raising concerns about cost, energy use, and water demands. Supporters say it could mean new jobs and investment. It's a done deal for Festival Foods. The grocery chain now has an out-of-state owner. Todd Schnuck, chairman and CEO of Schnuck Markets, announced closing on the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The newly formed 1939 group based in St. Louis now has 164 stores. That total includes the Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers, along with two other grocery chains. The company has said Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will continue flying under their own banners with the same employees and supporting the same community efforts. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. We'll look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible and still breezy. A high near 50. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, high low 50s. It's 46 right now.
You know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think to maybe I'll just lay me down
cry for 100 years.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for
97.9 local news and timeless hits like this one from 11 Spoonful.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny,
with hair down to here and plenty of money.
And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some massive little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Buffalo Springfield, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Got another Halloween-themed event to check out. I'll tell you more about that coming up. I'm even involved in it. Here's Roy Orbison, 97.9.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman,
the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
Wow.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me.
Oh, pretty woman. WGBW.
BTO, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Highlighting spooky things for you to check out here this Halloween season. And this is an event that is taking place at Heritage Hill, State Historical Park. If you've never been there, here's a great chance to check it out. It is tomorrow and Thursday night. The Poe Society Radio Hour. Is it Edgar Allan Poe? Yeah, so basically, spooky live retelling of classic radio shows, including having the Foley artist, you know, making all the different sound effects and all that. It is tomorrow night and Thursday night. Doors open at 6:30. Performance starts at 7, lasts about 45 minutes, takes place in the Moravian Church there on the park grounds. More information, heritagehillgb.org. Again, heritagehillgb.org. The Poe Society Radio Hour. And by the way, I'm involved in it. It's pretty cool. I've done it for a few years now. I recommend you check it out.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WGBW. Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Love
before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, with you.
Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you
the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You might recognize this song, but not the artist. Harper's Bazaar covering that Simon & Garfunkel tune, because we're all feeling groovy.
Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? I come to watch.
to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
You make I'm Michelle Franzen. The ongoing government shutdown, now entering its fourth week. Critical programs like SNAP, which provides food vouchers, are set to run out of funding, and furloughed workers, including the military, are facing hardships. George Matisic is the executive director of the Philadelphia-based Share Food Program and has more on the challenges.
What's different than this and the pandemic is you had bipartisan support and a number of programs that came in to help support food banks like Share Food Program in 2020 in a bipartisan way. This time, it's like a horror movie where the call's coming from within the House. Our own federal government is choosing this.
President Trump is pressing for his Justice Department to pay roughly $230 million as a settlement for investigations he faced during the Biden administration and his first term in office. Sources familiar with the matter confirmed to ABC News. OpenAI launching its own browser called Atlas. It's all to compete with Google's Chrome. This is ABC News. News today that another big buyout could be coming in the entertainment industry.
Only a few months ago, Warner Brothers Discovery announced plans to split off into two entities, with companies like HBO, HBO Max, Warner Brothers, and DC becoming a part of the streaming network, and companies like CNN, TNT, Discovery, and Bleacher Report making up a cable counterpart. Now the entertainment giant says it may be open to selling the whole shebang,